Got on the other line Gabrielle Upton, the New South Wales Attorney General, to discuss something else, but I might get a comment from the Attorney General on this news first. Attorney General, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. 40 years jail sentence for Adil Khan, 30 years non-parole. I'm wondering whether you'd like to give a comment on that.
Oh, Ben, what tragic circumstances. We've all watched this case, and of course, my thoughts to the Noble and O'Brien families. How terribly tragic. Look, it's a welcome decision. And I've just been listening to the news as you have as it's come through. So, yes, look, at some level, those families, I think, would be believing that justice has been served. But I know you might speak to them in the coming minutes, so I wouldn't seek to put words in their mouth. But, yes, a certain sense of relief, I think.
Well said. I've got you on the line to discuss the meeting in Canberra today. The states and territories are backing a federal government plan to keep convicted terrorists in jail even after they've served their sentences. The federal Attorney General, George Brandis, met with state and territory counterparts today. This is all about legislation that would keep terrorists who continue to pose a threat behind bars. The Attorney General's agreed in principle to the proposed legislation. It'll now work together, this is you and your other state and territory counterparts and George Brandis, to ensure the successful implementation of the proposed scheme. Tell me how the meeting went and what faith can people have here in New South Wales and in other parts of the country that when we have terrorists who are hell-bent on killing innocent people, that they are going to be kept behind bars?
Oh, Ben, look, yes, it was a really good meeting today with my state and territory counterparts, with the federal Commonwealth Attorney General. And look, it was to discuss the proposal that you're saying. We have a similar regime in New South Wales that applies to high-risk sex offenders and high-risk violent offenders. And so it says that once they're at the end of their sentence, if there's still a risk to community safety, on application to the court, on expert reports, they can be kept in jail. And in New South Wales, as Attorney General, I make those applications for those kind of offenders. In this case, what we're saying is where there are Commonwealth terrorist offences, that application would be made by the Commonwealth Attorney General. And indeed, as you're saying, it could mean that terrorists who, yes, have served their sentence because they pose a risk to community safety could be held in detention beyond the end of their sentence.
Well, you're going to have plenty in the legal fraternity who will be fighting in the other direction to say, well, there's a premise here that if someone served their sentence that they should be free. When can we expect that some of these tougher laws will be in place?
Look, you know, Ben, I would contest that view if it does come from the legal community because, look, this is a model we've had in New South Wales for a number of years. There are checks and balances in it, and I'm satisfied those checks and balances are at the right level. You know, it's expert reports. The attorney makes the application. The Supreme Court, the highest court of each land, has to look at those reports. And they're always reviewable, even if there is a continuing detention order that is made by the court. So, look, I'm satisfied that we have a really good model here, which we've signed up to. It will take some work between the federal government and the state government. I believe we'll have some legislation in the federal parliament, although I'm not there myself, by the end of the year. And look, we'll do everything at a state level to make that possible.
Great to talk to you, Attorney General. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Ben.